Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Tes, and we're holding 3.5 lines from the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara starts a Shaila Boy Minei Rami Bar Chomer Merav Chizda, Noat Shtei Yeseidos Bishnei Choisle Movi Mi Bachutz V'Niach Koira Al Gabeyan Mahu. What is all of this about? We learned already from the beginning of our Masechta that if you have a Mavi Sosum, to be able to make, to give a heter, to be able to carry in that Mavi on Shabbos, at the front of the Mavi you have to put up either a Lechi or a Koira. Here, the Shaila that's being posed is dealing with a Koira. And the Shaila is the following. We have a Koira not being placed on top of the walls of the Mavi, but rather, we have yesedos. Yesedos are essentially large pegs, large nails, large hooks, sticking out from the front of the koisle mavi. And then we place on top of that a nice koira. So you see the koira, it's not on top of the walls of the mavi, it's in front of the walls of the mavi, held nicely in place by these yesedos, by these pegs, by these hooks. Question is, Mal, does this work or not? Is Omalei Sarav Chizda answered Rami Bar Chama, L'divriya Matir Osur, L'divriya Oyser Mutter. According to the Man Yama that said yesterday that it's Mutter, here he holds that it's Osur. According to the Man Yama that holds that it's Osur, here it's Mutter. What is all of this referring to? As you recall, we learned yesterday that there's a Machloikis Lagabe being Mishtamish Tachas HaKoira. You put the koira up at the front of the mavoi. Can you carry under the koira itself, or can you only carry after the koira is finished into the mavoi? And the Gemara told us that it was a machloikis, and the Gemara explained the machloikis in three different ways. One of the ways the Gemara explained it was whether you hold chudei hapnimi yored v'soisem, or chudei hachitzain yored v'soisein. Meaning that for purposes of this shayla, the Gemara is assuming that koira is mishum machitza. Machitza means that when you put a koira up, there are virtual walls that are coming down, just like our learning today is virtual learning, although we're doing actual learning, but we're doing it remotely or virtually. Here too you have the walls coming down virtually. And you'll recall yesterday, according to the Man Yama, that holds pi chitzon yored v'soisin. That means that the outside part of the koira, the wall, comes down. So then the koira is included within the mavoi, and you can carry under the koira. But if you hold a pi pnimi yored v'soisin, so then your machitza only comes down after you've already gone through the whole koira towards the mavoi, and now the wall comes down. Make sure it doesn't hit you over the head. But the point is that your mechitza will only begin after the koira ends, and therefore you will not be able to mishtamish tachas hakoira. So it says the Gemara, using those two examples, those two approaches, now we can understand the divya matir also. What means the divya matir? The one that holds that you're allowed to go and carry underneath the koira. So what does he hold? He holds, therefore, that the wall that comes down from the koira comes from the front of the koira. Well, guess what happens? Since the yesedos are holding this machitza away from the wall, this koira away from the wall, when you say the pichitzon is yored v'soisim, the wall, the virtual wall, comes down, it isn't even touching the walls of the mavoi. It's removed from the walls of the mavoi by at least one tefach, because the thickness of a koira is a minimum of tefach. And therefore, this koira has no shaychus, if you will, with the mavoi, and therefore it's not matir the mavoi. When the Gemara says the divya matir, that means the one that normally holds that it's mutter to carry under the koira, over here he will say it's usur to carry within the entire mavoi, because the mavoi doesn't get the benefit of the koira. Masha enkel divriya oisa, the one that says it's usur to carry under the Kaira. See, he by definition holds that it's the Pi HaPnimi Yerid V'soysim. So guess what? That Pi Panimi is going to come down flush against the wall of the Mavoi, in other words, the entrance of the Mavoi, and now we're going to plug up the entire entrance of the Mavoi with this virtual wall coming down. So it's as if you're going to walk into the wall as you enter, as you leave the Kaira, and it's flush against the two walls on the sides, because it's the two walls on the sides that are holding up the pegs. So as the Pi Pnimi is Yerid V'soysim, it hits those walls and it acts as a very effective closure. And therefore, says our Gemara, the Divya Oysa, the one that holds it, you cannot carry under the Kaira, because he holds the Pi Pnimi Yerid V'soysim, he'll hold Mutter that you're allowed to go and carry in this Mavui. The Kaira, this works out very, very well. The only question is, when you say the Divya HaMatir Osir, why is the Divya HaMatir Osir? Because the wall that comes down, this virtual wall, doesn't touch the opening of the Mavui, doesn't touch the two walls that are coming out on the sides of the Mavui, but it's one tefach removed from the Mavui. And therefore, I don't have a wall. But we have, of course, the famous rule of Barry
Lovewood.
So why don't I say that I should go and take that one tefach and squeeze it and say that it's as if the wall now, the virtual wall, hits the front of the Mavui. So Rashi asks this kasha, and Rashi says the only time you say Lovewood, if you're talking about actual walls, you cannot go and say Lovewood by virtual walls. If there was really a wall coming down, an actual physical wall, then you can go and say, ignore that space of a tefach in between, and it's as if that wall is actually hitting the opening of the Mavui, hitting the two walls on the right and on the left, and then it would be in a very effective wall. However, since this is just a virtual wall, you don't say Lovewood together with a virtual wall. Let's see, if you look at the last Rashi all the way on the bottom, last two lines, L'divrei HaMatir, the one that normally holds you can carry under the Kaira. Al Mechitzan Yerid V'soysim. So the Mechitzan is the one that comes down. Oyser Kol HaMavui Hazeh Ad Sheviyu Kaira Acheres. This Kaira is not going to help. The Ein Hastima Mechuberes L'Ksalim. The Stima, this wall, doesn't touch the Ksalim. V'yesh Avir B'Neim. There's at least an Avir of a Tefach. It's not an actual machitza mamish. If it would be a machitza mamish, you can use the principle of Lovewood to go and squeeze the two together. But we don't have an actual wall, we have a virtual wall, and therefore Lovewood doesn't help in this case. Rav Amar, back to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, Rav Amar, Divya Oysa Nami Osir, even according to the Mandi Amar that holds that normally you cannot carry under the Kora, which means that the Pi HaPnimi Yerid V'soysim, which means that that virtual wall is now acting as a stima, as covering up a full-fledged wall on the opening side of the Mavui. Says Rabbi, even according to him, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because Be'inan Kora Al-Gabi Mavui V'leka. Says Rabbi, the halacha of Kaira only work if it's on top of a Mavui, not if it's protruding in front of the Mavui. In other words, that's the halacha of Kaira. It's got to be on top and not on front. So even though in the front, with the Pi Panimi, the wall comes down and it does a beautiful steam, it covers up the entire opening of the Mavui, it just doesn't work, because it only works if the Kaira is on top, not in front. Frank Dimora on Rava, Eisvir of Adar Bar Masel Rava. Hoyse Kairosoi Meshucha Oy Teluya. What happens if you have a Kaira which is either Meshucha or it's Teluya? What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Pachas Megimel, if it's less than three, Ain't Terech Lavi Kaira Acheres. Then you don't need another Kaira. This is an effective Kaira. Gimel, if it's three or more, Terech Lavi Kaira Acheres. Then you're going to have to go and bring another one because you don't have the benefit of Lavi. Rav Shem Gamliel Aymer, Pachis Midalet, Ein Tzarech Lavi Kaira Acheres. If it's less than four, you don't have to bring another Kaira. Dalet Tzarech Lavi Kaira Acheres. What is this Reb Shimon Gamliel all about? Says Rashi. This Reb Shimon Gamliel holds bechol ateira kula. The Hilchas Lovet is not three tvachim, it's four tvachim. It's true we don't talk about this Reb Shimon Gamliel very often. And in fact, if you see where it says Reb Shimon Gamliel ois beis, 90% of all the Reb Shimon Gamliels are here in Mesechtes Erevin. Only once do you have it in Sukkah. So the point is that when it comes to Hilchus Lovin, we always say three tvachim, three tvachim, three tvachim. Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says it's four tvachim. Okay, we got off a little bit on a tangent, but the ikar is, we go back to the beginning of the Braisa, and it says that if the koyd is mishulcha oitluya, more than three tvachim, it doesn't work. Break the more my love. What does Meshucha mean? Doesn't Meshucha mean mi bachutz? What does Tuluya mean? Tuluya means mi bifnem. So Meshucha means that it's not that the curtain is on top, but rather it's Moshuch, it's in front of the walls. Like the top Rashi says, Meshucha mashma rechoike himen aksalim. It's Moshuch. It's somewhat extended from its normal place. On top of the walls, it's in front of the walls. So what's the halacha? If it's pachas migemel, it works. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, even pachas midalid, it works. You don't need a brand new koira. Why? We just got finished saying, according to Rava, no matter where you place the koira in front of the walls. Once you're talking in front of the walls, that's a big no-no. It's got to be on top of the walls. And the word meshucha means l'choira, that it's nimshach, that it's moved away from the front. Look at the next Rashi on the first narrow line. Meshucha mi bachutz, shenimshacha l'toich rishus harabit. It's nimshach from where it should be, over the two walls. It's nimshach, it's extended, it's pushed away towards rishus harabit. Can go and hide by and deliel, like our original shayla, the shtei yaseidois, where you have the koira standing out. So it says in this price, as long as it's within three tvachim, it works. Yet according to Rava, Rava says it has to be on top of the two walls. If it's in front of the wall, it never works. Is the koira shver on Rava? So my la mishuchim v'chutz, utluyim mibifnim. The tluyim mibifnim, that already doesn't address our question. But what does tluyim mibifnim mean? Tluyim mibifnim means that you have the koira in its proper place in the movi itself. Not in front of the movi, not on top of the two walls, but rather in the opening of the movi. However, this koira is not long enough to get to the two sides. Let's assume that the opening of the movi was 9 amos wide, which is perfectly fine. It's less than 10 amos. It's 9 amos wide. However, this koira is only 8 amos long, and therefore it doesn't reach the right side. It doesn't reach the left side. It's tluya. So you're wondering, so what holds it up? Is it held up magically? So Rashi says, no, it's held up by a kana in between, in the form of a T, if you will. You have a kana there, smack in the middle of the opening of the mavi, where you would normally walk into the mavi. There is a pole there, and on top of the pole you have this koira, and the koira just doesn't reach the right or the left because it's just too short. It's what we call a T. That's what we call teluya, that it is hanging up there, suspended mibifnim, within the koira, within the mavi itself. See, if that's the pshat in Meshucha and Tluya, is the shver on Rava that says that Meshucha does not work because it's in front of the Movi, it's got to be on top of the Movi. And this price says as long as it's Pchusa Megimel, it does work even though it's Meshucha. Everything more loy, Idim Mefnim, Meshucha Meruach, Achas Tluya Mishtei Ruchais. The premise of your question was because you assumed that Meshucha means that it is extended in front of the Movoi by one tefach, two tvachim, three tvachim, and that's why you asked your question. But that's not the taitch of Meshucha. Meshucha means the same thing as Tluya. That what? That you have a koira which is within the two walls, the right wall and the left wall of the Movoi. However, it doesn't reach the two walls, because the two walls are 9 tvachim apart, and this koira is only 8 tvachim long. It's 9 amis apart, and this koira is only 8 amis long. So what's the difference between Meshucha and Tluya? Meshucha means that it's enough, it's long enough that it's hanging on top of one wall, but not hanging on top of both walls. In other words, you push the koira to the side, or talk about a longer koira. If it's 9 amis wide, this koira was in fact 9 amis wide. However, we took part of the koira, have it hanging on one wall, and it's too short to reach the second wall. After all, if it's exactly 9 amis, or if it's 8.9 amis, the whole thing will collapse. So therefore, its moshuch means that it is hanging on top of one wall, but it cannot reach the second wall because it's a shorty. It's too short. Tluya means that it's short both sides. It's not 8.9 or 9. It is only 8 amis. So it doesn't reach the right. It doesn't reach the left. It's in the middle. And therefore both Meshucha and Tluya are basically the same pshat, just the Meshucha is a little bit short, and Tluya is very short. So Mao the same miruach achas amrin and loved. If you're only concerned about one ruach, then you can go and say loved. In other words, if it's hanging on top of one wall, zeh gut, but it's missing on the other wall, how far is it removed? One or two or three tvachim, say loved. It's as if it's on top of the other wall and we got both walls. But if I have to go and say loved twice, both on the right wall and on the left wall, shaynish kamash v'lan. That's why the Brice has to go and tell us that yes, if this is meshucha tluya and it's less than 3 tefachim, both from the right and from the left, as long as with the principle of lovud I can extend this koda so that it should be virtually on top of the two walls, then it works. But I need to come onto the principle of lovud. So by the Meshucha, I only need the principle of it once, because it's already hanging on top of one wall physically. I need to go and bring it up onto top of the second wall. It's too short. Love it. Now the word Tluya comes to tell you that even if it's short on both sides, as long as it's within 3 tvachim on right and 3 tvachim on the left, love it will extend the Korah on both sides so that it'll be kosher. Anyway, but bottom line is Meshucha has nothing to do with what we thought it meant, sticking out in the front, so it's no kasha on the front. Ravashi says, I have another pshat. Ravashi omer meshucha v'hi tluya. What does that mean? It's not talking about that it's meshucha in front, like we learned originally. It's not like we just learned that it's meshucha or tluya. Either it's only a little bit short, or it's very short, and it's hanging on one, or it's not hanging on both. No. But rather v'hechi domi. It's talking about kigoyin shenot, Shtei yesedois akumois hal shnei koislei mavui she'ein begoivan gimel ve'ein ba'akmumisan gimel. What does this mean? So if you look at the chart, and not the chart, at the picture in the Rashi, a couple of lines further down, it looks a little bit like a jug that you put in candies or something like that. But really what it is on the right-hand side and the left-hand side, those are the walls of the koira. As you're entering into the mavui, you see on the right one wall, you see on the left the other wall. Now you're looking for your koira. Where is the koira? The koira is suspended higher than the two walls. The koira, unfortunately, was not long enough to go and hang on top of both walls and be placed on both walls. So what do? They suspended it in mid-air above the two walls. But they can't just do that magically by snapping the fingers and say, hey, Koira, you stay there, don't move. Obviously, the Koira is not going to listen. It's going to fall down. So what they did is they took two yesedos, two pegs, two hooks, and they placed them in a diagonal way, like you see in the picture, that the one on the right was bent in towards the left. The one on the left was bent in towards the right. And on top of these two yesedos, they placed the koira. Okay, now what exactly are the dimensions over here? So we have to know, number one, that the length of these two yesedos was less than three tfach. So therefore you have the principle of lovud, to take the koira and move it downwards. But the problem is, it's still not long enough because it's too short. As you could see in the picture, the koira is shorter than reaching the two walls. So you're going to have to extend the koira in both directions. So Rav Ashi is telling us, here I'm going to have to use the principle of lovud twice. One to go and be mashpil, to move the koira down so that it should reach the two walls, because it's suspended there higher in mid-air. And number two, to extend it longer so that it doesn't collapse and fall down in the middle of the mavui, but rather it should stay on the two walls. So therefore, you're going to have to use a double lovud. It's not the same as the lovud that we had according to the previous pshat, because the previous pshat, when we said you're going to do lovud on both sides, it was the same quality of lovud, where the koira was too short both on the right and both on the left. Lovud says, I extended a couple of tfachim on the right, I extended a couple of tfachim on the left, inshallah mal yisra. Here, it's a different type of lovud. Here is one lovud to extend it horizontally, and here the other lovud is to go and push it down vertically. Two different types of lovud, if you will. Does it the chiddush from the braisa, that as long as both to the right and to the left, as well as coming down, it's less than three tvachim, it works and it will be a good kairam. So again, Rav Ashi Yom HaMishuchah V'Tluyeh, Heichi Domikah Goyin Shenoach Shtei Yesedois Akumois, he attached two of these pegs or hooks, Akumois at an angle, Al Shnei Kois LeMavoi, on top of the two walls in the Mavoi, like in the picture, She'ein B'Goyven Gimel, it's not three removed from the top of the Mavoi, Ve'ein B'Akmimisan Gimel, and the Akmimis, meaning the angle from the wall to the Koira, is also not more than three, because we want to go and push down this Koira. Therefore, Zogto the price, as long as it's less than three in all directions, it is a good Koira. Mao the same, I might have thought, oi lovet amrinan, oi chavoit amrinan, that maybe you say lovet to extend it. Or maybe you say chavoit, Rashi says chavoit means to hashpel, to push it down, to lower it. One of the two lovets you can say, either to extend it horizontally, or to push it down vertically. But lovoit v'chamoit, v'chavoit, to say both forms of lovud, both the vertical and the horizontal, to extend it and to lower it, I would think, no, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of the braisa, that you say both meshucha and tluya, they both work together. But again, it's not shver on Rava, because Rava's kash, the kash in Rava was, that we were talking about a koira protruding from the front of the walls, and we said, it works, and Rava says, it doesn't work, it's got to be over. Both the roots of saints talking about that the koira was over. Yes, Steve, I see you have a question.
Quick question. Are these pegs considered part of the walls, or are they considered to be a lechi, each one? I guess
To be a lechi, you'd have to have a full-fledged pole coming from the ground going up.
I know, but
these are
but
just hooks.
To be a koira, you have to be a full-fledged beam going across, so we're playing with distance here.
No, so the question that you're asking is good. In fact, the Mefarshim ask, why don't I say that these yesedos, these pegs themselves, assuming that they go from one end to the other? In other words, it could very well be, it's just a shtickle that holds on to the koira from this side, a shtickle holds to the koira from this side. What happens if it's long enough, so you place the koira on top of it, like you have a thin little rod, and on top of it you place the koira, and that's what's holding it up. So if that's the case, let the yesedos themselves be the koira. Forget about the koira on top of it. Say the Mefarshim, it's talking about the yesedos are too narrow, because the minimum width of a koira has to be a tefach, and the minimum width of these yesedos was an etzba, two etzbois, in other words, 1 or 2 inches, but not a full tefach, and therefore, these yesedos are not lechis, and they're not koiras. We want to rely on the koira itself. Oh, so if you can both push it down and extend it, then it works, but that only works if it's less than 3 tvachim according to us, and 4 tvachim according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Good, so with this we've concluded this kasha. On to Nushtikl. Tani Reb Zakkai Kami Reb Yochanan. Reb Zakkai was teaching the following brayso, the following halacha before Rabbi Yochanan. Bein lechayayim, betachas ha-koira nidon kekarmelis. Reb Zakkai is telling us two halachas. Number one, bein lechayayim. The word bein lechayayim, Rashi already on the Amud Beis of yesterday told us, is an imprecise term, because you never have two lechis, you only have one lechi. But the reason why it says bein lechayayim means lechis in many cases of many mavois. Mavi 1 in Nehedor, Mavi 2 in Surah, Mavi number 3 in Kishkin Halash. Wherever you have a Mavi that you have to put up a Lechi, all those Lechis together, that's what he means Bein Lechiyai. But really what it means is parallel to the Lechi. And Tachas HaKoira, are you allowed to go and carry on Shabbos? You'll recall regarding Tachas HaKoira, we started off today's Gemara, and that was the end of yesterday's Gemara. There's a machloikis. Some say you can carry, some say you cannot carry. What's the reason for the machloikis? We gave three reasons yesterday. The final reason that we have discussed this morning has to do with whether pi chitzen yared v'tzoysim or pi p'nim yared v'tzoysim. But that's all agave kodas. The agave kodas is a machloikis. What about parallel to the lechi? You have a lechi which is sticking out. The lechi is less than a tefach. The Mishnah later on is going to tell us a lechi could even be a mashu, even if it's a quarter of an inch thick, whatever it is, that's very, very thin pole. As long as it's noticeable, you got a lechi. Good. Parallel to that lechi, are you allowed to go and carry? On a practical level, we're talking really, you know, Talmudic here splitting, because the whole thing is really a nothing. But nevertheless, vis-a-vis that nothing, are you allowed to go and carry or not? So, if you recall our Gemara yesterday, right before today's Gemara, if you go back to Ches Amid Beis, on the second wide line on the bottom, Omer of Chizda, Hakom Oidim, everybody agrees. The Bein Lechayayim means parallel to the Lechi. As you're entering the Mavi, and you have your Lechi over there, can you carry? Everybody agrees. Asur, you're not allowed to go and carry parallel to that Lechi. That was Rav Chizda of yesterday. Now, Rav Zakkai brings a brice in front of Yochanan and he says, Bein Lechayayim, that's that case, and the Tachas HaKoira, Nivin Ki Karmelis, both of them have the status like a Karmelis, says Rashi, it means, the Asur Letaltel Sham, both in the case of the Lechi and the case of the Koira, you're not allowed to go and carry. So the Bein Lechayayim, that's totally consistent with Rav Chizda, that said everybody agrees, Bein Lechayayim is Asur. And since he says that the same thing applies underneath the koiras, he obviously is going in accordance with the Mandi Yomar that holds that Tachas HaKoira is osur lihishtamish, osur to carry. This is what Rav Zakkai said in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was not impressed, and Omer Leini said to Rav Zakkai, Zat Moichel, Poik Toni Libra. Take the braisa which you've just taught and teach it outside the Bismedish. Meaning to say that these words are not worthy of being repeated in the Bismedish because they are not correct. If you want to say these words, go outside, but don't go and say it inside. Okay, now the question is, it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan was not maskim to what Rav Zakkai said. But remember, Rav Zakkai said two halachas, one revolving around the lechi and one regarding the koira. Which one was he in disagreement with? Did he disagree with the Lechayim case? Did he disagree with the Tachas HaKoira case? Or did he disagree with both cases? And that's going to be a machloikis now between Abaye v'Rav. Amar Abaye, Mistabra Mitzvah Rav Yochanan, Tachas HaKoira. There he says, Tachas HaKoira, you are allowed to carry. Because he'll hold that pi chitzon yore v'sosein, and therefore you have your virtual wall in front of the koira, you can carry under the koira. Not like Rav Zakkai said. Abin l'chayayim, he will agree that it's asur, like we had Rav Chizda on the Amud Beis. V'rova amr bin l'chayayim, namim mutter, im bin l'chayayim, parallel to the lechi is also mutter. So obviously we have a machloikis between Abaye v'rova, legabe, parallel to the lechi. Rabbi says, I'll prove to you that Bein Lechayayim is mutter. What's the Rai? The same Rabbi Yochanan that we're talking about. Mokim Shein Boy Dalid Al Dalid, Mutter Blenirishes Rabbim, Blenirishes Yochel Lekatei Falov, Ubavad Shelo Yachlifu. We have this Gemara already back in Masechta Shabbos. We're talking about between a Rishus Rabim and a Rishus Yochid, there was a shtickle, no man's land. It was what we would call a Mokim Ptur, a Mokim She'im by Dalet al Dalet. It was less than 4 by 4. And we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, it was talking that it was at least 3 tvachim high, but not 10 tvachim tall. And it was a place where people would occasionally rest themselves or rest their bags. They're holding this big knapsack on their back, or they're holding bags in their hands, and they want to go and what we call lekatef olav. Lekatef olav means to kind of lean on it, lean the bags, lean yourself, because it's kind of tiring. You've been walking already for a while and it's heavy, and you use that little place there, lekatef olav. So said Rav Dimi Amar Yechon, Malkim Shein B'dal L'dal Mutal B'nei Rishis Ram L'nei Rishis Yachar. The Rishis Ram is on the right, and Rishis Yachar is on the left, or vice versa. And this Mokim is in between. Everybody's allowed to the Katav Olav to go and lean on that spot, because it has the status of a Mokim Tur. Therefore, you're not carrying from Rishis Ram into a Mokim Tur, you're not carrying from Rishis Ram into Rishis Yachar, or Rishis Ram into a Karmelis, you're going to Mokim Tur, and that's okay. However, don't use this as a harama, meaning that you have Yankel and Beryl, and Yankel wants to get his Rishus Rabim items to the Rishus Yochid, and Beryl wants to get his Rishus Yochid items to Rishus Rabim, so they have a good idea. 4 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, we're going to meet here in this no man's land. We're both going to be Mekatev on this thing. We just said you're allowed to. And then guess what? I'll take your knapsack, you'll take my knapsack, and we'll make a chalipah. No, don't do that, because what can come out, says Rashi, is that they're going to be mezalzel and hilchas Shabbos, because people are then going to carry Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yochid. They're going to use this as a legal loophole to be able to go and transfer from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Anyway, what do I see from that? That in this type of place, which is an insignificant area, which has the status of Mokim Ptur, then everybody can go and use it, and everybody can go and carry there and put down their peklach. Says Rava, the same thing applies to Bein Lechayayim. Since next to the Lechi is such a small little place, it's even less than an Ein Boi Dalet al Dalet. It's less than 1 by 1. Okay, you have to have an opening to the Movi, so it's 1 by 3 or 4, whatever. The point is that, I mean, the Lechi itself is just a pole. And therefore that pole can be from all sides, a circumference of 1/4 inch, 1/4 millimeter, or whatever. So it has really no bulk to it. It's just a Lechi. But now I'm looking at it parallel. Am I allowed to go and carry? Says Rava, yes. Why am I allowed to go and carry? Yes, because just like I said, that Mokim Shein Boi Dalet al Dalet is mutter. Says Rashi, because it becomes bottle both to Rishus Rabim and to Rishus Yochid. The Rishus Rabim people look upon it as being an adjunct, a bittul to Rishus Rabim. The Rishus Yochid people look at it as an adjunct to Rishus Yochid. So everybody can use it. Just don't be machlef. See, here too, when you have this shtikala at the beginning of your movi, parallel to the lechi, that also becomes bottle to everybody. And therefore, vis-a-vis the people in the movi, it becomes bottle to them, and just like you can go and carry throughout the rest of the movi, you can carry in this little shtikal, which is the bein lechayayim, parallel to the lechi. That was the raya of Rav. Abaya is unimpressed with the raya, and Omer Abaya says, no, it's a nishkaraya. Abaya hasem migvoya gimel. Says Abaya, you know the reason why over there you're allowed to be makatef olav and the shisaram people, and shisayochim people, how to use it? Because it's distinctive. How is it distinctive? Because it's at least gvoya gimel, at least 3 from the ground. Like an omud b'rishisarabim. Here it's not Rishus Rabim, it's an omid between the two Rishuyais. So people see it. People are careful not to trip over it, not to walk into it. It's something protruding from the ground. Ah, since it has a mamoshes to it, it's minkra, says Rashi, then there's a svarit to say that everybody can go in the makatav olav because it's a makam patur. However, parallel to the lechi, there's nothing there. It's just ear space. It's totally hollow. There's nothing except for the lechi itself, but we're talking about not the lechi itself, we're talking about the parallel to the lechi. Rashi says, Leminkra duchta. You don't see it. There's nothing to see. And therefore, Isharoyas letaltal hasam. if you're going to allow people to go and carry within that half an inch, quarter of an inch, parallel to the lechi, and that lechi really is protruding into, it looks like it's protruding into the Rishus HaRabim, people say, oh, if you can go and carry in that quarter of an inch, you could probably go and carry a half an inch further, and an inch further, and a foot further. Give people an inch, they'll take a foot. Give them a foot, they'll take a yard. So therefore, therefore, Rav Abaye says, no, don't allow for the carrying parallel to the lechi. What we see from this Abaye is that the reason why you're not allowed to carry parallel to the lechi is really mitzad a gzeirah d'rabban. Because if you're going to allow people to carry next to this lechi, then people won't know where does the lechi begin and the lechi end. After all, the lechi is so thin. And therefore, you're going to carry next to the lechi. What happens if you go a quarter of an inch too far? You're now carrying the shesarabin. Don't get carried away, because you're going to be oivin aloch avaitzah on Shabbos. Therefore, Abaye says, stay away from the lechi. Only carry from the lechi in bifnim, and not from the lechi, because chulila v'chas, you might carry to the lechi umi bachutz. So, Rava gave his raya, Abaye was dochad raya. Amar Abaye min Aminu, Abaye says, I have a raya that keneged halechi is osur. Yom Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Toicha Pesach Tzorech Lechi Acher Lehatiroi. If you have a lechi, Betoicha Pesach, then you need another lechi in addition. Now, exactly what is that case? So Rashi tells us, it's talking about a mavoi that has two petzimen. What means petzimen? We regularly, since the beginning of the Masechta, we've been talking about that the lechi, not the lechi, that the mavoi has three walls. A right wall, a left wall, and a wall all the way in the back. And the front is totally open. Totally open. Pesach ha-mavoi, put up your lechi, put up your kayim. Here it's talking about that it had petzimen. Petzimen means that it wasn't totally open. But in fact, you had part of a wall to the right and part of a wall to the left. Like mezuzos, if you will, like doorposts, and a mashkef on top. So it was a very, very homely type of mavoi. There wasn't just open hefker to the world, but rather it had almost like the tzura of a bias. But it didn't necessarily have anything on top. If you had on top, then you'd have already a koyra and the whole tzuras of Pesach. But at least you had two from both the right wall, you had extending towards the left wall, a couple of amis of wall, and vis-a-vis the second wall, the same thing, that from the left wall towards the right wall, also something sticking out. So now the question is, can those themselves be considered lechis, so that I should be able to go and carry now in this mavoi without having to put up another lechi, or another koira? So Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav says, Toicha Pesach Tzorech Lechi Acher Lahatirai. That when you have these type of two petzimen on the right and on the left, nevertheless you have to add another lechi. Mm-hmm. And therefore, says Abaye, why do you need another lechi? Why can't you go and carry now as a result of the existing two petzimen? Because the Bein HaLechayayim is Aser, it doesn't help. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, the second wide line, Toicha Pesach, says Rashi, both to the right and to the left of the opening of the mavi, you have partial walls there. Those are the lechis themselves. You need another lechi mibachutz. In other words, what Rashi is saying is, for purposes of the entire mavoi, those petzimen work as lechis. You want to carry between the lechis, then you need another lechi in front of the two lechis. So that on the right-hand side or on the left-hand side, as you are approaching the mavoi, you see the very, very nice wall sticking out from the right and from the left. You have to add yet another lechi in front of that wall if you want to be able to go and carry between the ptzimen, between the lechis. Because Abaye says, you're not allowed to carry bein l'chayayim, like Rav Chizah said on the Amud Beis. You want to have to carry between the lechis, then add one more lechi. And of course, don't carry parallel to that new lechi, you're not allowed to, but the other lechi is already behind this first lechi, that's already part of the mavui, so then you can go and carry over there. So therefore, Abaye says, see, I got a riot to me. that Bein Lechayayim, parallel to a Lechi, is Aser. That's why you need another Lechi to be Mater Bein Lechayayim. So Kimor Vachitemis, and now Abaye asks on himself, maybe you're going to go and tell me the Ispe Dalid or Dalid, maybe we're talking Dafka, where the opening between the two Petzimen, meaning the opening to the Movoi, was at least four Tfachim, and therefore that has a shame of a separate Rishus Bifnei Atzmoi, and that's why on the surface, on alone, you wouldn't be able to go and carry, because Rashi says it's deemed to be a Karmelis. If it's more than 4x4, it'll be a Karmelis. If it's a Karmelis, you're not allowed to go and carry in a Karmelis. That's why you have to add the additional Lechi. Says Abaye v'omer Rav Chonin barov v'omer Rav toicha pesach avu pishein boi dalet al dalet. Even if the opening to the Movi is so narrow that it's less than 4 tvachim wide, even there tzarech lechi achel ha-tiroi. So even though this is a very insignificant area, nevertheless you're not allowed to carry in that area. Is the haraya to me, says Abaye, that bein alechayayim you cannot carry. Says Rava, hosen de pasuach lekarmelis. Avdashus rabi mai shori. There you're talking about that the front of the Movoi was not adjacent to, didn't abut a Rishus HaRabim, it abutted a Karmelis. So what difference does that make? Since it's a Karmelis in front of the Movoi, that small shtickle, which Rashi said is L'choyre a Mokbtor, but had it been 4x4, it would have been a Karmelis. The two will join together and make it Osir. Just like the Karmelis in front of the Movi is Osir, Bein Lechayayim will also be Osir. But in fact, if there was a Rishus HaRabim in front of this Movi, then you would be able to carry Bein Lechayayim, because I, Rava, hold Bein Lechayayim is Mutter. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. Which one is more Chomor? Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis? Rishus HaRabim is more Chomor. The Freit Gemara, Yetziva bi'ara v'giyoyra b'shmei Shemaya. This is an expression that the Gemara uses from time to time to say that normally you would think that the person who's born in the country, he is a natural citizen, he has at least as many rights, if not more, than a naturalized citizen, right? If you want to be president of the United States, I don't know if anybody today wants to be except for two people, but besides that, nobody else probably wants to be. Well, maybe there are other contenders. But the point is, if you want to be a president, then you have to be born in this country. If you're born in another country, and you move to this country, and you're here for 50 years, and you're naturalized, and you're more American than everybody else, and you every single day say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you hold the American flag wherever you go, throughout the world, wherever you're going, it's still not going to allow you to be a president of the country. You have to be born here. So the Yetziva Ba'ara means Yetziva, the natural citizen, is Ba'ara, is low down on the ground. The Gyoira and the immigrant, or the Ger, the Tzugikumina, the new one that was added, B'Shmei Shemaya, he should be all the way on top. What does the Gemara mean? It's a metaphor, it's an expression. What he means to say is, if you're telling me that the Karmelis from the outside is going to cause this little shtickel K'neged HaLechayayim to be Asur, the whole din of Karmelis is the Rabbana. If that's strong enough to activate that little piece Bein Lechayayim to make it Osir, Al Achaz Kama V'Kama, if in front of the Mavu Yadrishus HaRabim, that should certainly make it Osir. So what type of teretz is Rava giving? Anthony Marit, Matzaminis Minoy V'Neir. That's of course a concept that you find Legabi Hilchis Tumma or Legabi Hilchis Kashrus. Here the Gemara is using it Legabi Hilchis Rishuyos. And what the Gemara is saying is that if you have this little itty bitty, small little mokbtur between the Lechayayim, it's not even 4x4, it's not even a Karmelis. However, if there's a Karmelis in front of it, the Karmelis will take this little baby Karmelis, this mokbtur, and say, Du bist ein Unserer, you're part of hours, and I'm going to be mechazik you, and I'm going to make you into a full-fledged Karmelist just by the fact that you're touching me, you're abutting and adjacent to me. And that's why it's awesome. Mashenkin, the Shisarabim, has no shaykhis to the Mokab Tur. It's not related in any way. It's two degrees, two relations to remove. It's not a Karmelist, and it's not a Shisarabim, it's a Mokab Tur. So therefore, you wouldn't say this, Bo Minis Minoi, and Motzim Minis Minoi Veneer. Now we're going to have a similar discussion. The Gemara repeats this again. I'm going to ask you a Kashi Rafa. Also, don't you agree to Abaye and to Rav Chizda that Bein L'Chayim is also? But Rabbi Yochanan, who we're talking about, Movi Shirat Sofei B'L'Chayim Pachis Midalit Bonu L'Makwek Rav Shimon Gamliel V'Rabbanon. What is this all about? Shirat Sofei means that they did Beretzifus. Beretzifus means consecutively, one after the other, or sequentially, one after the other, they made a bunch of Lechis. And you see the picture here in the left-hand margin, where you see on the left-hand side, there's a little thing sticking out. Those little things sticking out, those are all Lechis. And there's one Lechi, and a second one, and a third one, and a fourth one, and a fifth one, a whole bunch of Lechis, one after the other. Each Lechi on its own has the proper dimensions, the proper size. L'chayda would do a great job. This person, however, for whatever reason, has put up a bunch of lechis. Maybe he's a machmir, he's a chazoynishniker, or he's a brisker, and he figures, just in case the first one is not good, one is made out of gold, one's made out of silver, one's made out of bronze, one's made out of wood, he wants to cover the waterfront, make sure he has a kosher lechis, he has a whole bunch of them. So now, says the Gemara, if pochis, pochis, so now, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have such a movish, that you have put a bunch of lechis, one after the other, Pachas Pachas Midalid, in each case, the distance between Lechi 1 to Lechi 2, and from 2 to 3, and 3 to 4, etc., is less than 4 Tvachim, but more than 3 Tvachim. Then we have Machloikim Tin Rishim Gamliel Rabbanan. If this is a good Lechi that works for this, that's where Rabbi Yochanan ends. He just says that there's Banu L'Machloikis. Now, the Gemara itself is postulating, what did Rabbi Yochanan probably mean when he said there's a machlokes? So he says, I'll tell you what he means. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the Omar, Omrin and Lovud, Mishtamish at Chudei Hapnimi, Shalechi Hapnimi. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since each one of these lechis are within four tvachim of the next lechi, well, remember, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Lovud four tvachim. So we're going to fill in the space in between each one of these lechis, and guess what? All of these lechis are going to merge together and become one long or one very wide lechi. Starting from lechi 1 till through lechi 5, l'marshal, all of it's going to be merged into one thick, long, wide lechi. And therefore, if you hold that you cannot go in the mishtamish next to the lechi, you'll only be able to start carrying post the final inside lechi. Like the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amram Rin and Lovud, all of them are now merged together as one. Mishtamish ad chude apnimi shel lechi apnimi. Inside the inner mavel, you'll only be able to carry up to, but not including the chude apnimi of the lechi apnimi. Lechi apnimi is that the innermost lechi from the chude apnimi, but not next to the lechi itself, but only in the rest of the mavel. The Rabbanim the Amri Lo'imri in Lovud, because it's more than three Tvachim, so then ignore Lechis 2, 3, 4, 5. Just think about Lechi number 1. You can't merge them because it's more than three Tvachim. Then Mishtamish at Chudei Apnimi Shel Achitzon. Then you can go until the Chudei Apnimi of the Chitzon. So that's the Machloikis Lechoyre that Rabbi Yochanan was pointing out, the Nafkimini between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabban. Is that the Yomara Av Bein Lechayim the Kuli Alma Asa? It's crystal clear that everybody holds between the lechayim is aser. Because if they would hold between the lechi is aser, what's the machloikis? Just simply say, you can go and carry up to and including bein lechayim. The very first lechi. You don't have to wait until the final lechi. For that matter, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have this merged, super thick lechi. You can go and carry next to the super thick lechi. Because bein lechayim is mutter. Is doch lechayra rai the bein lechayim is asur, and that's why we have a machloikis and a nafkimina between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. is a starker kasha and Rava. Every one of Rava Hasam Nami Besuch LeKarma. Same teretz as before, that in front of this Mavoi, we had a karmelis and not a shesera. Since it's a karmelis, that causes Bein L'Chayayim to be awesome. Under normal circumstances, Bein L'Chayayim is mutter. Case of a karmelis, it's awesome. So you marvel, Shisram Mai Shari. You can tell me Shisram it's mutter. Yitzi Ba'ar V'Gyer B'Shmei Shemaya. Does it make sense that the citizen is down here on earth and the Ger, the naturalized citizen, the Tzugi Kumener, the new immigrant, he should be all the way exalted up to the top? So you marvel, what's the minasmin of a neger? Since both between the L'Chayayim has a status of what we call a Mokab Tor, which is close to a karmelis. And we have the karmelis on the outside. So the karmelis says here, baby, I take you under my wings, we're going to merge together, and then it's awesome. But Ein Echanami, if it's next to the Shesarabim, then it would be what? Rav Ashi says, I have a different pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan meant, a machloikis between Rabbi Shem Gamliel and Rabban. Remember, what was the case? The Ritzofa B'L'Chayayim. So Rav Ashi Yom going to Ritzofa B'L'Chayayim, Pokas me arba'a, b'meshach arba amos. It's stuck less than four tvachim between each one. That's why there's enough community between Shem Gamliel and Rabbanan. Yes, loved, no loved. But if you added all of the five or six or seven together, it adds up to four amos from Lechi 1 through Lechi 5 or 6 or 7 through the final Lechi. Now by adding all of these lechis together and merging them, they are no longer called a lechi. Now it's called a mavoi bifnei atzmai, because the minimum shear of a mavoi, according to this Mandi Amar, is four amis. So by merging all of these lechis, it's as if I have a brand new, not lechi, a brand new mavoi of that distance of the four amis. Oh, you got a mavoi? You have to have a brand new lechi. We had this gemara already back on Daf Hey. Gemara says that if you had the lechi was dalar amois, it's needed mishum mavoi the yotzim materis lechi. So therefore, you have to have a new lechi. They don't connect all the dots together. They don't go and merge all of these lechis because they're more than three tvachim, one from the other. You don't need another lechi because you can use the very first lechi. Even Bein L'Choyayim, according to Rava, and it would be kosher. Frank Yumar, according to this new pshat that you've just given, Rabshim Gamliel, Lehavi Kenira mi Bachutz, Vishavim bi Bifnim. Why don't you say, according to Rabshim Gamliel, that this should be a case of Nir mi Bachutz, Vishavim Bifnim? Now, we touched on this concept already a couple of days ago. What means Nir mi Bachutz, Vishavim Bifnim? You could have, theoretically, a Lechi, which is only seen by the people outside, or only seen by the people inside. What does the Gemara mean in this case over here? So Rashi says that typically, whenever they put up a lechi, as opposed to a koira, they let a little bit of the lechi protrude and stick out into the Rishus HaRabim, and part of the lechi was parallel to the two walls of the opening of the Mavoi. Aha. So since part of it is sticking out, the people in the Rishus HaRabim, as they're looking at this Mavoi, they see that piece protruding and say, oh, das is Alechi. Das is Alechi. Inside the Mavoi, on the other hand, they don't see the piece sticking out, they just see this huge, huge Lechi that has been merged virtually, according to Shem Gamliel, based on the concept of Lovud. So therefore, from the inside, you have a four amma wide lechi, which now has the status of a mavoi. But from the outside, however, I see this tiny lechi sticking out in the front. And therefore, Frank Dimara, why don't you say it's like nirbi b'chut v'shabu b'fnim, which is a good lechi according to some man the amrim? It's a machloikis. The gabi nir b'chut v'shabu b'fnim, as we'll see in another couple of lines. But many hold that nir b'chut v'shabu b'fnim, that's a kosher lechi. Why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold it's a kosher lechi? Why does he say that you won't be able to carry because this big, big, huge lechi is a movi b'fnei atzmai and you need another lechi? No. Say that in itself, the first lechi sticking into Rishus HaRabim is nir mi b'chutz, and therefore it should be a kosher lechi for everything. This whole discussion that we've been having now over the last few minutes is all according to Rabbi Yochanan, that said that in the case of these L'chayayim ritzufim, one after the other, bonu l'machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabban. So everything is called Rabbi Yochanan. Haki asa Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He held near me b'chutz v'sham v'fem, ein anita m'sham lechi, he says, that is no good. It's got to be nira, not only be b'chutz, but also nira b'fnim. And the reason for that is very simple. Because throughout our Masechta, assuming that lechi is m'sham heker, we want to know who has to be makir. Or is it the people that live inside the mavoi? Is it the people that live across the street in the Rishus Rabin? Or the Carmelists like we had before? Or is it everybody? So if you hold that just somebody has to be makir, fine. So if it's sticking out a little bit, Rishus Rabin people see. So I have a heckad. Rishus Rabin people are not going to say, it's not fair. All of those people can carry and we cannot carry. I see the lechi. That is a mavoi and this is not a mavoi. Very, very simple. The people inside the Mavi, they don't need to be told that they live in a Mavi. They know they live in a Mavi. They know they live in a cul-de-sac. So they don't need that heker. Anyway, so that's the svaris, the approaches that we have over here. It says the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yochanan, nira b'chutz v'sham b'fnim is not a good lechi. You have to be able to be nira mi b'fnim. And the Gemara is going to give us a whole bunch of examples now. Yes, Brother Shai.
Why is this not nira b'fnim? You have these three or four lechis inside. They're very visible. It's not like the case, other cases where you couldn't see it, where it was flush on the outside.
Good. You're asking a very good question. So the flush on the outside, that's crystal clear, that you only see it from one side, not from the other. Here, we're putting on our Talmudic hats, and we're looking at all of these lechis, and we're saying that if I hold like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, there is no space between the lechis. I fill up the space because of the concept of lavud. Once I'm filling up the space, it's like I have this huge wall that starts from here, goes down to there. It's not a lechi. It's a wall. Or like the Gemara calls it a mavi b'fnei atzmai. So I don't see a lechi b'fnei. I just see a new wall. I see a toiras mavi for the four hours. However, the people outside, they don't see this huge wall. They don't see all the other lechis. They just see that little lechi which is sticking out. They got a lechi. That's what the Gemara means, that it's nira mibachutz, and it's shavim bimithim. You're right, physically you see individual lechis. But halachically, according to Shem Gamliel, you see this huge merged lechi called now this, it's called a wall or a muffle. So now the Gemara goes into this in more detail. Itmar, nira bimithim b'shavim bimachutz. If you could see it from the inside, but you don't see it from the outside, that's called a lechi. Now, what does that mean? So, we have now the benefit of the four pictures on the left-hand side. The pictures, you have to look at the pictures not from the top. We're looking at what we call a bird's eye view from the top. Stand in front of the mavoi, you see picture Aleph, which is number one there on the left-hand side. So if I'm looking directly into that mavi from the outside, I might not know that there's a lechi there, because that lechi is attached to the right wall, and if I'm an outsider, stimulus Rishus, I might think that that's the thickness of the wall, because if I don't walk into the mavi, I just see this partial wall there to the right. Rashi says it's talking about a case where they did not allow the lechi to protrude. If it protruded, that would be the previous case where we said it's near b'chutz. Here they did it flush with the two walls, and one wall just ends wall, and this one comes out a little bit with a shtickle p'tzimin, a shtickle mezuzah sticking out. So for me, if I'm looking directly at it, standing there in the shusarabim, that could be the whole thickness of the wall. So I don't even realize that there's a lech. But if once I go into the mavui, and then I see, oh, the wall is indented, this is a protrusion from the wall. That's what's called nir b'fnim. You see it from the inside, you don't see it from the outside. So Zokti Yimara, nir b'fnim b'shem b'chutz, nir b'shem lechi, that's a good lechi, because the ikar is the inside people, not the outside people. What about the lechi nir b'chutz v'shem b'fnim? That's the case that we were just talking about a moment ago, according to Shimon Gamliel, that you do see it from the outside, but it's shem b'fnim. Now for that, you have picture number two, and this is what Brother Shai was alluding to before. If I'm standing outside the mavui and I see to the right of the wall of the mavui that shtickle sticking out, I say to myself, well, why did anybody go and add that shtickle from the outside? That looks kind of silly. Oh, you see it from the outside, especially if you walk to the right of that wall, you see it sticking out. But if you go into the Movi, you don't see it. Because from the Movi standpoint, you just see the three walls. You don't see that protrusion. That protrusion is on the other side of the wall. That's why that's called Nir Mibachutz, the Shavim Bifnim. Is that also sufficient or not? Because of the Machlekes. That's what we said before, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that is not a good Lechi. So that's like a Machlekes now. Lechi Nir Mibachutz, the Shavim Bifnim. I'm sorry, Nir Mishum Lechi. Period. Nir Mibachutz, the Shavim Bifnim. Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chadam and Nir Mishum Lechi. Yeah, so good to Lechi. Chadam and Nir Mishum Lechi. It's not a good Lechi. So this is Machlekes Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. So you want to stand that Reb Chiya who the Yomani Mishum Lechi. Let's bring a ride that Reb Chiya is the one that holds it, even though the B'nai Movi don't see the Lechi, it's still kosher Lechi. Why? The Tanya Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya taught one of his many brises, and he taught in the brisa, Koisel Shetzidoi Echad Konus Mechaveirai. A Koisel where the wall itself begins to get indented. It's not fully thick at all ends, but rather it starts off thicker and goes thinner, or it starts thinner and goes thicker. It all works. Now what are those two cases? So that's case Gimel and Dalet, the two pictures down below, where you see in both cases the left hand wall, as you go further into the wall, you see it's much thicker. The beginning of the wall is thinner. The question is, who sees the thinness or the thickness of that wall? So, in case Gimel, the people that are standing from inside the Movi, they see that it's thicker there, but it's thinner as we get to the end. If a person, whoever is standing outside the Movi, let's assume he's standing to the left of that left wall, as far as he's concerned, the whole wall is the same. He doesn't see the indentation inside. He doesn't see that lechi. So that would be near mibifnim and not near mibachutz. You have the reverse case in the dalet case, where in the dalet case you see that the left-hand side gets indented on the outside. If I live inside the Movi, I just see one long wall. I don't see any lechis. I don't see any difference. Mashinkit, if I'm living outside and I'm on the left side of the wall, I say, oh, you see that little piece is much thinner. The rest of it is thicker. So it's near mibachutz and not mibifnim. So, getting back to this price, where part of the wall is konus, is indented from the rest of the wall, decide whether you can see it inside or outside, makes a difference, it all works. Oh, just decide. So then, that's a clear-cut raya to that Reb Chiya is the man d'yoma that says, then I have a lechi near mechutz shem efnim. It's a good lechi. It's the time lechoy, an excellent raya. Frankly, more, why is that a raya to Reb Chiya? For Reb Yochanan miloy shmiya leha, didn't Reb Yochanan hear of this brisa? And nevertheless, Reb Yochanan says that near mechutz b'shem efnim ain't in the mishum lechi, because he rejects the halacha of this brisa. He relies on other brises or other mishnayos or other limudim. He doesn't agree with the brisa. He heard it, but he didn't let it alone like that. So Reb Chiya Nami, maybe loy savala. Even though Reb Chiya is the one quoting this brisa, maybe he personally doesn't agree. So how do you have a tistayim that Reb Chiya holds that in both cases, even in the case of nir mibachutz v'shav mifnim, it's nir misham lachi, maybe Reb Chiya heard the halacha, but he doesn't agree, just like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, your question is a very difficult question. I don't even understand the premise of your question. Hi, Mai. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan leisavala mishim hachalei tanila. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed, and that's why, like on the Omid Aleph, he says, Rabbi Zakkai, don't even touch this brisa, I disagree. So he didn't agree, and finished. El Rabbi Chiya, he easted leisavala. If Reb Chiya doesn't hold of this, why did he include it as part of his brises? Be'ilum shame. He doesn't have the Ramea says it's Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. He just goes and repeats the brise of verbatim, right? The Tanya Reb Chiya. It is neither Mishum Lechi. If he doesn't hold that way, he should have left it out. Or at least he should have said that this is a Das Yachid of one individual. The fact that he brought this down, Zayt Zechos Reb Chiya agrees to it, and therefore Tistayim we have a talk of good raya that it's Reb Chiya that holds that Nidoy Mishum Lachi. Okay. The halacha that we just learned now, that if you could see it from the outside, even though you don't see it from the inside, it's still a good lachi. Others are goydis Amar Rabba Rav Huna. In other words, the same Rabba Rav Huna is now asking on his own halacha. We're going to ask in this halacha from a case that we've touched upon before. Rashi has mentioned it a couple of times, but we really haven't gotten involved. The Gemara brought it back yesterday, Chatzik Tana, but now we're going to get a little bit more into the details. Chatzik Tana shenivetzel l'gdoyle. You have a small little chatzerul that opened up in the luai into a chatzik gdoyle. Yesterday we compared that to the movi that opened up into a rechava, or opened up into a chatzer. Now we're not talking about a movi. Remember, chatzik Tana opened up into a chatzik gdoyle. Now, if you want to see a picture, here on the right-hand margin, again down below, you see the Chatzik Tana, smaller, it's narrower, entering into the Chatzik Gdoyle. The only thing is that picture at the moment is inaccurate, because it shows that the Chatzik Tana, the two walls of the Chatzik Tana are extending into the Chatzik Gdoyle. You have to take those two protrusions away, the one on the right and one on the left. Rather, the Chatzik Tana has an opening, and it opens directly into this Chatzik Gdoyle, and there are no further protruding walls. We're going to see why that's so important in a moment. So Chatzik Tana Shenifetzel Gdoyle. Gdoyle Muteres. The Gdoyle you're allowed to go and carry without any problems, without any inhibitions. Why you're allowed to go and carry? Because the Chatzik Gdoyle has three full walls from all sides. And even the front wall, which is the one where the Chatzik Tana breaks through, you got Ptzimen. Ptzimen means to the right of the Chatzik Tana. And to the left of the Chatzik Tana, you see that you have a piece of wall over there. And the pirtza of the Chatzik Tana was less than 10 amos wide. Okay, so it's the opening to that Chatzik. I mean, you couldn't get into the Chatzik if you didn't have an opening. If there was no door, if it was just four Chinese walls, you'd never be able to get in. So there's got to be a doorway. So I got a doorway. The doorway is the Chatzik Tana between the two patsimen for both sides. So if we can go and carry the Chatzik Tana. But you cannot carry in the Chatzik Tana without making some improvement, without going and making an Erev, without perhaps making a Koyra Lechi, whatever. Koyra Lechi is usually more by Mavois. But the point is, Chatzik Tana Shenifetzel Gdoyle, Gdoyle Muteres, Gitana Asur, the cotton is Osir, and Neishi Kepischa Shel Gdoyle. Because vis-a-vis the Chatzik Gdoyle, this is just a Pesach. So that's why you're allowed to go and carry in the Chatzik Gdoyle. The question is, why can you not carry in the Chatzir Ketan? What's the question? Then Isa, if you hold of this concept of Nira mi bachutz v'shavim b'vifnim, Ketana nami tishteri ben Nira mi bachutz v'shavim b'vifnim. What does the Gemara ask? The Gemara is asking is that you have already said a moment ago that the Chatzir Gedola has betzimen on the right and has betzimen on the left of the opening of the Chatzik Tana. Guess what? The Chatzik Tana also has betzimen on the right and on the left. If I'm walking in from the Chatzik Tana into the Chatzik Doyla, as soon as I enter in the Chatzik Doyla, I see on the right the betzimen, meaning I see the mezuzah, that part of the wall to the right, and I see the part of the wall to the left. See, you're telling me, yeah, but he's left the Chatzik Tana, he's now inside the Chatzik Doyla. I agree with you. That's what we call near me b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim. As long as I'm standing within the Chatzik Tana, I don't see them because it's shavim b'fnim. But once I enter into the Chatzik Gedoyle and I look to the right left, wonderful, I got p'simim here and I got p'simim there. Why aren't they mati the Chatzik Tana the same way that they mati the Chatzik Gedoyle? So if you're going to go and tell me that nira mi b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim doesn't work, I understand then. Because since in the Chatzik Tana I don't see those psimen, they don't help me. But if I hold it near the B'chutz Hashem B'fnim, it's as if I see them B'fnim. So I virtually saw them because they're to the right and the left, and I will actually see them as soon as I get out into that beautiful new world called the Chatzik Gedoyle. I'll see them. So why don't we deem them as if I see them inside? I should be able to carry in the Chatzik Tana as well. That's the kasha Rabbi Rav Huna asked on his own halach. Rav Zeira said, There's no kasha from that halacha of the chatzik tana. That's a mishnah later on. Why is there no kasha? It's talking about nechnos and koyflik tana ligedoyla. Ah, so now we go back to the picture. Now we understand why you have those two walls protruding. Meaning, when I left the chatzik tana, I go into the chatzik doyla, I still don't see the petzimen from the right and from the left. Why? Because I have two walls of the chatzik tana that keep on flowing. They keep on walking, keep on trailing into the chatzik doyla. It's only when I pass those walls, then I'm going to see those petzimen. Those petzimen are not to the entrance way of the chatzik tana, because the chatzik tana's entrance way is already an am or two further into the chatzik doyla. And when those walls end and I look to the right and to the left, there's nothing. There's nothing there whatsoever. Oh! That's why I don't have the benefit of the nira mibachutz v'shavim v'vnim, because in fact, it's talking where the walls protrude of the chatzik tana into the chatzik doyla, and there are no p'tzimen. The p'tzimen are only to the chatzik doyla, but they're not for the chatzik tana, because the walls don't have those p'tzimen attached to them. Aha, l'chor is a good to teretz. Freiti mar v'lema lovud v'tishtari. Why don't they go and say lovud? Now what means lovud? Lovud means that space between the wall on the right of the chatzik tana and the wall on the right of the chatzik doyla, and the space between the wall of the chatzik tana on the left and the wall of the chatzik doyla on the left, if there's less than three tfachim, or less according to Shimon Gamliel, four tfachim, let's fill it up and therefore merge the two walls together as if they happen to be one. Fill it up. And if I'm going to fill it up, guess what? Then I'm going to have p'tzimen once again, because I'm going to fill up that entire space between where the two walls end and where the p'tzimen are in back of the wall. Fill it up because it's less than three tvachim, so then I have new p'tzimen after all. Don't say because the walls extend. The walls extend physically, but halachically, as a result of the din of lovud, I'm filling it up, so I do have p'tzimen after all, even with the chatzik tana. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that the walls of the Chatzik Tana are far removed from the walls of the Chatzik Doyla, meaning that both on the right hand side of the picture and the left hand side of the picture, the distance between the right wall of the Chatzik Doyla and the right wall of the Chatzik Tana is more than three or four tfachim. L'moshel, it's an amma or two or three. And therefore you don't say lovud to go and fill up that empty space. But Tani Rav Ader Bar Avimi Kamid Rav Chanina, when he was learning this Mishnah, he said, the Ketana was the Eser, the entire opening of the wall of the Chotzer Ketana, in other words, where the Chotzer Ketana enters into the Chotzer Doyla, it was all of 10. And the Chotzer Doyla is only one Amma more, it was 11 wide. So looking at the picture, from one wall of the Chatzik Tana to the other wall of the Chatzik Tana was 10 wide. From one wall of the Chatzik Doyla to the other wall of the Chatzik Doyla was 11 wide. So therefore the whole difference was one amma. If there's only one amma difference, then explains Rashi, then if you allocate half of the amma, three tvachim to one side, three tvachim to the other side, you have the concept of lovud. No. Love it is only 2.99999, not 3. Says Rashi, you're right. But the thickness of the wall itself also takes up a quarter of an inch. So that's going to make each time the 3 tvachim into a little bit less than 3 tvachim. So again, use the concept of love it and say that you can go and carry not only in the Chatzik Gedoyla, but also in the Chatzik Ketana, because it has the benefit of these tzimin to the right and to the left. Although it's taka true that the wall of the Koisel Gedoyla is one amma more, but we didn't allocate it even Stephen 3 and 3, but one side is 4 and one side is 2. So the side which is 2, we could taka go and crunch it, fill it up, love it. But the other side, we won't be able to say that because it's 4 tvachim. So if it's according to Rabbi, according to Rabbanan, it's only maximum three tefachim. And even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's less than four, but not four. Once you hit four, you don't say lovet anymore. Oh, so you can't say lovet. So for Eitim, well, okay. At least you'll have one side, even if you don't have both sides. After all, by a mavui, you only need one lechi. You don't need two lechis. So I have one p'tzimin on one side. So that when you're talking about a chatzer, it's not enough to have one lechi. You have to have two p'tzimin on both sides. This time, you're like we learned in the brayis, a chatzer niteres v'pas echad. One pas is enough. Rabbi Omer, one pass nisht. You have to have b'shnei pasim. You have to have both sides. Therefore, according to Rabbi, you need two pasim. I only have one pass because the other side is four tvachim or more. And therefore, I don't say lovud. That's why you only mut in the chotzer gedoila, not in the chotzer ketana. Here we'll stop the mitzvah to be continued tomorrow, 8:05. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Yes, Brother Shai.
So going into what are we trying to bematur the chatzar katana?
To be able to carry the chatzar katana.
Right, the chatzar katana, we say we're allowed to carry.
Because it effectively has four walls to it.
It has, but does it need a lechi and a kor? Does the chatzar katana need a lechi and a kor?
It doesn't need it because it has three proper walls, and the fourth wall is also a proper wall. It's a proper wall in the sense that you have p'tzimin mikan and p'tzimin mikan, like doorposts. And in the middle you have an opening. Well, you always expect it to be an opening. So therefore the two p'tzimin are in b'mokaim, the lechi that you're referring to in the mavui. And remember, we just finished over the Rebbe by a chotz. In fact, you have that, the two p'tzimin. And I have the two p'tzimin. I have p'tzimin on this side, p'tzimin on that side. You have the opening. The opening has to be less than 10 amas. And therefore, you have four walls altogether, all four sides.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, everybody, I have a wonderful day. It should be continued tomorrow at 8:05. Zay Gebench, Zay Gezunt. As we discussed yesterday, we'll probably be koveya for Rosh Chodesh. We'll make it a little bit later. Does 8:20 sound good? Gives everybody a chance, a few extra minutes for Halal and for Musaf. Or should we do it 8:30? Any views on the matter?
8:20 is good.
8:20 is enough. Okay, do it for 8:20. Okay, Mitchum.
Have shofar blowing on Friday?
On Friday, yes, Hashem. So Friday, maybe we should do it at 8:21. Give an extra minute for the shofar blower. Okay, especially if he can't blow it so well, he hasn't studied, hasn't practiced for 11 months. Okay, but I don't think we should send it out today, Barry, because there'll be mass confusion. Let you send out tomorrow for Thursday and Friday. That will be at 8:20. Okay, Zayge Bench, everybody, have a wonderful day. Nice to have all of you. Zayge Bench.